Let's say Prime
RBD.
Ruth.
RBD.
Prime RBD. Prime B-Dub.
RBG.
Prime
sorry,
Demi.
RBG.
Prime Demi, though.
And Prime Demi.
Is this heroin? Heroin Demi or Alien Demi, bro?
Heroin or Alien
or
Demi?
Or is this Camp Rock Demi, bro? What are we talking about?
Oh, Congo Jones?
It's Aiden.
No.
Oh. Ryan would be like, come to my party, be like, leave your brims at the door. You gotta take your brim of your hat. You got scissors. Like, what do you expect me to do?
She looks like Grimace had a baby with fucking Jabba the Hutt.
That ride home was so brutal.
Okay, we're recording.
You were just like, I had to get Jake to drive the
you
Jeep.
You were too zinned out.
Dude, I was so gone because I was telling you before you came back upstairs, when I fell off the bed Saturday night to go to the bathroom, just hit my foot so hard on the floor, and I guess I was just so drunk still the next morning. That's why I had you drive home.
It sounded like this dude dove headfirst off the top bunk.
And that would be bad because that deposit would not be coming back. But
you would have went through the floor.
I would have went through the floor.
And landed on the pool table.
I would have hoped that Zilla Kami would have narrated that for
What's
me.
Up?
But when I stopped being drunk, I guess, when I got home and I got off the couch, my foot was hurting so bad, and I stepped off the couch and I felt this really sharp pain go up my calf. I was like, uh-oh, this is not good.
I pictured the Zilla Kami
so
R.I.P. song when you dove off the fucking
Oh, no, that's
Playboy Cardi, dude.
Who did I say?
Don't do disrespect. You said Zilla Kami.
Oh.
But no, I
could have sworn I said Playboy Cardi.
I was zinned
that's
up,
what though. I meant. Ding.
Dude, you were so zinned up, you didn't even help clean up the next morning, bro.
I couldn't. I was wearing Ryan's sweater, dude. I was constricted by the double X.
Couldn't dude, or wouldn't, dude.
By the double XS.
And be real.
Hey. You ever put Ryan's sweater on? It's like wearing a straight jacket, bro.
That thing was
It's like Ralphie
heavy.
Off of,
he needs it,
heavy.
But
it's like Randy off of Christmas Story. I can't put my arms down.
I'm saying you were noticeably absent Sunday morning, dude.
Weren't you guys all up at 7? Like, or crack of dawn?
No, I think Dylan was.
Dylan
I don't understand
is
how,
weird, bro.
Dylan is weird.
Well, he wakes up and he's like, what, did y'all sleep in?
Me and him partied the longest. He went to bed the latest, and he was up before anybody.
Yeah.
And I got up questioning life. I was like, I need to
The bull
a
must
shower.
Have slept for maybe like 4 hours and then drove home. I don't understand.
He might have been a worse driver than I was that morning.
Well, no, people were trying to kill you.
Now, everybody was trying to kill me, dude.
The wind was trying to
kill
you.
Bro, the death wobble on the Jeeps needs to go, bro.
Especially in the wind.
Like, we shouldn't have Jeeps.
No.
We're not there yet.
Imagine having a soft top. That's like having a kite.
There needs
to
be a wind.
Fuck, dude.
There needs to be a wind feature on the gym. I'm thinking of Zen. Jeep, when you press the wind button and it just lowers 8 inches.
It should. Because the wind was whipping that morning. And I'm not kidding. Like, I had both hands on the steering wheel and the shit would still have more tremors than Michael
J. Fox.
There
was a moment where I was sleeping and all I could feel was the car just jerk.
That was
when
we merged on
to Black Ice.
Yeah. That's when we merged onto the
one thruway.
Be careful
when you say Black Ice, right? Yeah. So
it's the most dangerous.
It nearly robbed me of my dreams.
Yeah. Of the oppressive white snow, if you will.
Let's should we start this podcast?
Yeah, fucking episode 140 fucking five.
145 of Out the Wazoo, a day late. We ain't a dollar short though, because
we're 10 toes.
We be stacking the racks.
Yeah, we be stacking racks. I smell a wager.
And to make sure we're not a dollar short, make sure you hit us up on anchor.fm because that's how we stack racks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's episode 145. We got a big episode. We got two albums this week. We got Aliens by Beam, who's somebody that I've never listened to before this episode.
Same.
One song called Under Armour. And then we're listening to Forever the 14th by our boy, Deontay Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
Two different style albums, but we're going to get to that later in the show. Now, we got lots to talk about.
One of them is definitely a love album. Definitely.
One was more of a fuck album, if you know what I'm saying.
I want to put my dick in your butt.
And that was Deontay. Deontay wants to stick his cock
oh,
you
no.
know, wherever. If you listen to episode 144, We just listened to his Valentine's Day
specials. Pussy again.
Did I like
that? I bought my girl a Birkin because money ain't nothing to spend. What you give me?
Oh, man. Pussy again. You shouldn't have.
I like the one.
You really shouldn't have.
Bitch. I like the one where he's talking about eating a girl's pussy. He's like, I eat your pussy on a boat. I will eat your pussy in a coat. I will eat your pussy after work with a little bit of Tang and wash it down with a coat.
I'll tell you, I do a lot of things. I really will do a lot of things. But right. One thing I won't do is eat pussy in a coat. I'm not eating pussy while wearing a coat.
You were going to say Tang?
The Tang's okay, right? Because you can't really escape Tang.
But the word Tang makes it sound much more gritty than the...
I feel like Tang is the word for the pussy. He says something like...
No, Tang is like that irony taste.
Right,
when a bitch
like pennies,
is like,
right?
It's that 8-hour work day in the same pants.
That's that like
it's
walking
that
around.
Sweaty, smelly... All right,
don't get too gritty. Don't get too
stinky,
graphic.
Bro.
This is a hip-hop podcast.
And culture,
okay?
Right?
We're not... It is culture. So right. Is the Tang culture?
So bitches pussies smelling
that's
is
cultural.
Culture. That's cultural.
That's cultural right? To women.
Right.
But we respect women on this podcast,
we
so you
do.
Watch a damn tone,
right.
Okay?
I'm definitely not talking about Little Sims. I'm talking like Megan Thee Stallion,
Amber Rose.
Because
you know we're coming.
I'm talking about Armani Caesar.
Yo, did y'all see, and you probably didn't because I was just looking today. I was on Instagram.
That's
I saw Saweetie's account. You see her nails. You know how Saweetie does like crazy nails?
Right.
She did nails today. Look on Instagram.
Does
right
she
now
look like a condor?
Bro, no, they look like swizzle stick swirly straws. Like she looks like she could feed five people with
they
each
look like
hand.
The Frito honey barbecue ones.
They're, no, twisted. Dude, they look like Christmas ornaments. Like Santa Claus's sleigh, like
so
has the two
the
rails.
That's the Grinch that stole Christmas.
It looks like Grinch fingers, but plastic. I mean, I don't know if it's cool or not, but I mean, Saweetie, though,
well, how
still
do you answer
fine.
The phone? How do you answer
she
the phone?
She is fine as hell.
Speakerphone, bitch. You say, hey, Siri, pick it up.
But you got to break a nail, you know what I'm saying?
She ain't breaking shit. I just thought she's pushing the nail game to a different level.
Some people, my God. It looks like
shit?
it looks like the bendy straws.
That's what I'm telling you, bro. She said, who needs a straw?
Good Lord. She
and that's her fucking nails, dude.
For sure.
Her nail game is strong.
Now, she grew those out, right?
Lord.
Now
I would eat that pussy in a coat.
Thick, bro.
I would put that tailcoat and flap it behind her and just.
All right.
Okay, now if she was part of that California ritual where you had to eat box or you're not making it to the next level.
Wait, give context.
So last episode we talked about how all these celebrities, you know.
These elite celebrities.
You know, they probably drank some baby blood, sucked a dick or two, and, you know, made it to the next level. Maybe
if you
some,
had to eat box
and then
to get
some
it,
of them didn't, and therefore they're on Hallmark TV. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if
TV
Sweet,
land.
If Sweetie was the final boss, if you will, and she said, I need to sit on your face or you're not getting this contract.
Dude.
I'm Tom Hanks.
I'm fucking Tom Cruise, okay?
I'm Tom Hanks.
At that moment, I'm Tom Cruise.
I'm Tom Arnold, Tom baby. What up?
Good Lord. I'm Betty White. I mean, straight
exactly.
up.
So you could drop it from three stories on me, dude.
Well, that's
my head would blow up like a pumpkin.
The roles are reversed,
and I'd still
right?
be fucking hard as a rock.
Dude, it'd be like that scene off The Boys. Remember where that chick was riding that dude's face and she had like this super strong thigh?
I didn't see that episode.
You never seen the show?
No.
I've never seen The Boys either.
Whatever. This one chick has a superpower. She's super fucking strong and she's a sex addiction and she rides her landlord's face to get out of rent and crushes his head. And then she gets arrested.
Fucking! I need to buy the show.
Very, very graphic.
Is this what on Amazon?
Yeah, it's like that scene off of Game of Thrones with Prince Oberyn gets his head crushed.
Crush your head.
She's like,
Saweetie can do that to me.
Peak climax, and she goes, and then, boom, with his head.
Both her cheeks go like they. Both her cheeks grow hands and fucking do that.
Wait, hold on.
With her two labia.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is clapping up in here? You just hear the fucking cheeks going inside us. When she walks, that's definitely what you hear, right?
God damn.
When she walks, it's a round of applause, baby.
For real. It's Waka Flocka all day, every day, bro. All
right, I want to talk about some stuff.
Okay.
Should we talk about upcoming music first, or should we talk about some
upcoming? Play a hot single, please.
I can't play any music anymore, bro.
God damn it, I forgot. All right, if you're curious.
Spotify's on our bag.
If you're curious.
Tell them about
it. I'm hype about it because it's such an ass song.
I don't know
why,
dude. You're a raccoon now, dude. The one crawling in the trash with your brother.
It's a terrible song. It's by Lil Shorty Scott.
And stop there.
Hold on. It's S-H-O-R-D-I-E.
Shorty.
I like that. I do like that. Shorty, like Shorty with a D.
Rocking a cardigan in Atlanta. This song is a dumper, dude.
That's hard.
Oh, my God.
Because it is hot in Atlanta, right?
It's a like, dumper. it's literally like that.
We've been ruined by music.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so funny.
The meme, like the meme level music now is ruining my taste for other shit. Because guess what, dude? Yoga by 645 AR slaps.
Dude, stop.
It hits hard in the fucking Rover.
I don't know,
dude.
Because I think when I played up in the Poconos and we were coming from Lips of an Angel, and then I put on
Right, well, that's different.
Everybody was like, what?
Well, there's a vibe, right? And the vibe check was not passed on that moment. But if the vibe was there, then the vibe hits hard.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, like, I have all these songs on my playlist that I think are good. I go back and I listen to them, and like, we listen to, like, Saba. Like we did last week.
Yeah.
And it makes me go back and just, I got to delete these off my playlist, bro. Like, I got to get rid of some of them. Like,
not Survivor's
like,
Guilt.
I actually added more off of Saba's album.
No. Saba's absolutely keep that. Oh. Right?
Yeah.
I'm saying that music, you realize like, oh, this is good music.
It's like the moment when you have songs saved, but you have songs like on like a shuffle and you put on like and a song comes on and you don't realize that it slapped and you're like, damn, what the fuck is this? And you look at it and you're like, oh shit, this is a song that snuck up on me about an album from a year ago and it's fine.
And it's happening to me in reverse is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I'm listening to my playlist and songs by Zanuck Skywalk are coming on and I have to unheart it. I'm like, I can't even.
And speaking of him, I'm glad you brought him up.
Search.
I sent you guys something in the Out the Wazoo chat on Instagram at Wazoo Podcast, right?
Good plug.
Everybody likes to great follow plug. Us because we make great memes.
Are you an outlet, bro?
Yeah. Fucking Zanuck Skywalk made a post and said, send me clips of you supporting my music for a chance to be in my YouTube video.
Okay, let's do it right now, dude.
I'm telling you. I commented
I did say
he liked the comment.
He liked one earlier, the first time we brought him up on the podcast, episode 140 or something like that. I asked him permission. I said, can we play your music on the podcast? So, I mean, technically we have his permission. We could play it right now.
Yeah, play Macho.
Macho? Which is that new one or an old
That's
one?
That's the one I played where the dude was, he's like, it was a video and he was getting head by somebody. Jesus Christ. Oh, man, that shit was lit. And it was boom, boom. Hey, fuck you. He started screaming hard. That song is a fucking train wreck.
Josiah follows him.
He's a Josiah wannabe, bro.
Oh, right here. But is he white?
He's white.
Hispanic? You got the fattest ass. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
He's from LA. Science.
You don't say.
This beat is trash.
No, this beat is not good, dude.
That New Orleans trumpet, dude.
So let's talk. It's Zanuck Skywalk, man. He is so good, bro. I want to be in his music video.
I think he's a 10.
Imagine if we were really in the video.
Yeah, and I would be
goiked up.
Goiked up, bro. Thank you. I was trying to think of a good word.
How many people are going to be in the
video, though? So he's got to have a video of him just fucking moshing with like 100 people.
I want to be in the scene where he's beating cheeks. I want to be in that scene when inevitably there's going to be somebody.
In the Superman video, I was in the back.
Right.
I want to be in the scene where he's just like, I can't light this cigar by myself. So he hands it to me.
It's just Alex's hand. It goes,
yeah, it's my hand. But
look, I'm coming up. That's my hand.
It has the Wazoo tag on my hand. I'm like, he's just lighting a cigar. And he's puffing. He's like,
I want a scene where he's like making out with somebody and you're like, wow, who's that fine ass bitch? And it's actually it's Alex's hand and he's got red lipstick like that and he's going like that.
He's a little moving his thumb.
Yeah.
If we send him a clip and we get in the video, out the Wazoo face tats?
Yeah. I would say we're at that point.
Where would you get a face tat?
Right on my neck.
That's not your face.
Dude, on my jaw, bro. I would shave only this side of my beard and then have out the Wazoo. That's
See,
it.
I
drip.
Like that.
Drip, dude.
Now I gotta try and one-up you.
The half beard.
Shave the eyebrows so thick and out the Wazoo. And
we
then
put
when they
the
grow,
tag on
and then when they
and
grow
it's
back,
not even a right tag, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
The wrong Instagram tag on your face.
No, I was just saying, out the Wazoo.
It's at Wazoo Podcast.
I was talking about the other Instagram page.
The other
I
one.
Was talking about the other
at Instagram page. True Wazoo Gaming. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. True Wazoo Gaming.
I don't think I want to be in his Anakin Skywalker video, and I'll be quite honest about that, because there's no way he's
going to
pay.
You'd be frank with us?
I'll be frank, dude.
Okay.
I'm trying to be Billy.
He's not gonna fly us out, dude. You know that?
Betty.
Can you imagine?
He's not gonna fly us out.
He just has us waiting.
We're gonna be on economy flight.
Dude, we're gonna be on a Frontier flight, and the flight's gonna be more popping than his.
We're gonna be
video.
In the terminal, and he's just like, nothing ever comes through. He's like, man, he's supposed to be texting us right now.
Any day now. He seems like the guy where we would actually link up with him. Right, and it would be real awkward. The vibe would automatically be shot down. Horrible. And killed. And like he would take us out in the town at night, and just straight up makes us go in like alleyways and watch him like rape somebody.
Okay.
No, I feel like he'd be like, we'd be in the hotel.
He's like, I gotta make sure you guys are 10 toes down
before the night starts. Yeah. He'd be in the hotel. He'd come out he'd be naked with just the ski mask on. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, his dick out, dude, hard like Drake's.
He's like, so what y'all think?
9 out of 10? 10 out of 10? What you thinking? Y'all rated me on your podcast, you're going to rate me right now. All right, what the fuck else do we have, dude? Chris Brown investigated for rape and battery. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah,
about time.
Well, we brought this up, I think, in episode 143 or 142 about how artists are just like doing some wild, crazy, stupid shit like this. And then it's just being blown over. Like, Chris Brown,
he's been doing that,
this is
though.
Not the first time he's been
not at all.
Allegedly doing something illegal, right?
No, dude.
But you know my girlfriend still rocks fucking all his hot singles in the car. And it's like, what you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
I don't know, man. He seems like he's going to fucking... out of this one, yeah. Too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just going to fucking
and
put
for those of you who are
listening,
Jake just
head.
Tried to do the fucking arm thing where his shit looks like
he's
going to
shimmy his way out of this one, yeah. Just like the other one.
He's like, hey, you want to see me shoot this basketball real quick? He's going to make a three-pointer. Look at the rim. He's going to be gone.
Breezy.
He's like, if I make this three, I'm off the hook.
Just
and,
dancing
and,
in the
and
courtroom.
And the judge is like.
And he makes it, he goes, I could transform you. I could transform you. I just want to see you.
I hope it goes the way it's supposed to. In the justice system, yeah, and just fucking send the guy to jail.
Do you think the judge will have some quirky one-liners for him? He's like, you won't be able to run it out of this one.
I hope so.
He's going to say something.
But
like
this
that.
Is the thing, right? If
Chris Brown.
This is crazy because, like, if Chris Brown goes to jail, he's going to come out with even more fire music.
Right. But he's also going to come out with a bigger butthole.
Yeah, true. It's going to look like the opening of a dragon's mouth. Right?
If he didn't have the crip walk before, yeah. He's going to have it now, right? Because his knees aren't going to be able to lock.
He's going to go back to wearing baggy pants because he's going to have Pampers on.
Yeah. He's going to come out looking real thick on the backside and real skinny up top.
He's going to be selling tasty cakes when he comes out.
His first hit is going to be 3 hots in a cot, dude. Mm. Just 3 hots.
Nothing changed but my drawers and the locks on my doors.
Now that would be poetry, dude. That'd be poetry.
Bro.
Somehow he goes to the same prison as Pooh Shiesty. Bro, no, they're going to link up, dude. Pooh Shiesty's not that good.
Well,
like,
Chris Brown ain't from Memphis. Chris Brown ain't from Memphis.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, imagine if somehow
just
in
drop
the metaverse.
A terrible telephone verse. Both of them, it's all staticky and shit.
And dude, Pooh Shiesty would be on Chris Brown's side in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would say so.
You're my biggest idol, bro. I look up to you. I was like, oh,
right.
I'm not one. I'm not.
There's
a
whole generation of kids who look up to Chris Brown.
Mm. And Rihanna.
And they are in the jail.
Rihanna was looking down at Chris Brown.
She is now.
She was technically looking up because she was on the ground.
She is now. Wow.
She was just looking up, right? Because she got busted on, right?
Why are you taking it there?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Why are you going to take it to
you
that,
got any
dude?
New news? Because I just killed the vine.
Yeah. New music coming out. All right. The other news I had, and this isn't really news.
Right.
Coi Leray.
Did she come out with the Coi Leray coin?
No, she came out Coi Leray. As depressed.
Okay.
Coi Leray coin, right?
And she's taken a Coi hiatus.
Coi Leray.
Coi Leray is depressed and going ghost.
Okay.
No longer making music.
Is that because everybody made fun of her at that Miami festival?
Probably.
I feel like she's pretty brittle, but I also
well,
feel like
she's
I
a new
don't
artist.
Care.
She's a new artist, and she's probably getting a lot of hate. And she seems very young, right? And not everybody knows how to handle social media.
Mm-mm.
So I'm sure she's just been on social media so much.
Oh, my God, dude.
And just looking at all the comments saying, she probably gets so many dick pics a day.
Dude, what's that Miami
Rap Festival, Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud.
She was like opening up for, not opening up, but her set was on clearly before someone big because she had a massive crowd. Yeah. And
weren't people just booing her?
Well, I think people only know her by one or two songs, but she had like a whatever, 6 or 7 song set. But everybody's just sitting there with their arms crossed, not bobbing their head. You can hear the crowd cough.
It's annoying, though.
And then like,
because some people do that on purpose.
She was doing her choreography and maybe wasn't that good. I don't know, but it was, like, it was all over TikTok. Just people dubbing it with like Looney Tunes sounds and just, like, totally ripping her up.
That sucks because I'd laugh.
Totally ripping her up.
Now, I think the only thing I remember, I don't know any songs by her, but
she has that Best Friend song with the baby. Go, Best Friend.
No, that's like with Saweetie or
something.
Let's go.
Jake was doing that in the fucking Poconos. Dude, he was let's go.
He was so fried. He kept staring at me going, let's go.
Fucking Coi Leray, the only video I remember her being on was her like doing a split on stage.
And
I think it was like a call for desperation because she was not getting the crowd piped up. And she was like, maybe if I fucking get sexual on this bitch, maybe.
In a world of Saweetie's and Megan Thee Stallion, like, how does Coi Leray compete?
Right.
You don't.
With these like big, thick, confident bitches.
I'm already seeing
Saweetie's got a goddamn McDonald's meal named after her. She's so thick.
God.
Armani Caesar's
got a fucking chicken.
She's at Popeyes.
Yeah.
Or
she got a chicken sandwich.
She got a chicken sandwich.
Coi Leray is at Taco Bell getting the quesadilla, dude.
No, she's at fucking Fuddruckers, bro.
She's at Potstickers getting fucking...
She's at Weenie Hut Juniors, bro, with a fucking sample platter.
Good Lord.
Checkers, Coi Leray sandwich.
Nah, she's at Charcoal Pit getting the fucking soggy-ass fries, bro.
It's that fucking
And the meal is only the fries.
It's that shareable Sunday you eat with 8 people and it's just backwash central.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, she's at the fucking kitchen sink, bro.
How's a girl to compete?
Coi Leray Coldstone, bro.
I'd bang with that, though.
I would bang with that.
I'd get the Coi Leray cone.
Damn. She just needs better marketing, bro.
She needs us, for real.
She does need.
Hey, come out of retirement, we fucking got you, bro.
Come on the show.
That would actually piss me off. She was like, I'm big.
Coi Leray, cactus water. Like,
bro, she only retired a few days ago. Dude, you get the fame. I'm just saying, like, you got to compete with these other bitches in the space, right? Respectfully.
Well, she's got it. She doesn't have anything that's unique to her, right? She's just another slut. Stage, right?
She does do the same act, though. He's not wrong. His words are crazy.
So abrasive.
His words are insane, but he's not wrong. Like, she really does. And the thing is that she's, like, skinny. She's small, but she still tries the same thing, shaking her ass, rapping about her titties and shit like that. I mean, she even posts pictures where her titties are almost out.
Right.
But I think that when you try to do that and that's not you, it doesn't work.
People see that.
Like, she should be more like dressing like we used to dress in middle school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yellow skinny
belts,
jeans.
Like, if she had, she's white, right?
No, absolutely not.
Well, maybe if she like delved a little deeper and might be like her culture,
I guess, like whatever she is.
I think that would maybe bring out something, but I don't know. I don't listen to her music.
I just think she's on the wrong side of the horse right now, fucking with competing with, like Jake said, the Saweetie's and the Smeggins.
Let me ask, on the wrong side of the stallion. Where is the right side of the horse?
In the front, baby.
Okay, and she's on the back.
Oh, she's on the back. She's getting bucked. She's getting bucked off.
Okay.
She's from New Jersey, so look, local.
Joyzy.
So maybe we can hit her up. She'll be on the pod.
She's from Tenafly.
But I don't really know, you know, what else goes on with her. She seems cool. Like, I'm just saying, like, damn, she's fucking... only 23 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. She's so young. 24. She's probably so into the social media and just sees all the negativity on there. She probably just like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this shit no more. No one likes me. She's probably going to kill herself, honestly.
All right, dude. But back that shit up, all right?
I mean, she's from New Jersey.
Let's just get her the fucking Cold Stone
deal.
She's
from the Garden State, bro.
And try
to build this back up from the bottom, dude.
We can build this back up from the bottom. This doesn't need to go that way.
She needs to get herself a haberdashery and just start.
A fucking what?
I don't know what it means. Bro.
Nobody knows what it means. What the hell? A haberdashery?
Look up haberdashery right now and fucking help me out.
Jesus.
Haberdashery.
It's like a... It's
men's
like a,
clothing and accessories.
A haberdashery.
It's like where dandy boys go.
That's Jesus, what Rick Ross is
bro.
Doing.
A haberdashery.
Rick Ross's haberdasher. A haberdasher is a business or person who sells small articles for sewing, dressmaking, and knitting.
Hear me out.
Such as buttons, ribbons, and zips.
Hear me out. Jack Harlow's haberdashery. Boom. Marketing.
In the
right
United
there.
States.
Harlow's haberdashery.
Yes.
That's kind of dope. The United States. In the United States, the term refers instead to a retailer who sells men's clothing, including suits, shirts, and neckties. Bro.
So Express.
Harlow's haberdashery. Yeah. Express is a haberdashery. Bro, I want to say that from now on.
I would like to visit the haberdashery.
Dude, instead of men's warehouse for when I'm getting married, dude, I'm sending y'all to men's haberdashery.
Just going to wear a button suit.
Did y'all have any other news?
Yeah. I have upcoming music, but that's all okay. I have. Lots of upcoming music.
So I was
Bobby,
thinking,
what you got?
I was thinking on my drive home, I was like, man, we don't have enough holidays up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like. You got your 4th of July.
You do have President's Day today.
And your Christmas, you know, normal stuff. But Daddy is tired, bro. Maybe he wants to have some spice in his life.
Right.
Or maybe a couple new holidays, if you will. Something where it's like, doesn't really seem to make sense, but you got PTO for it.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yep.
So I took the liberty to make up a few holidays.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So
right.
I thought of one, July 5th. It's an extension of July 4th, because why not? It's the party after the party, and it's fucking America.
Right.
You might need the extra day. Maybe you got a few extra fireworks. Hey, maybe there's some Bud Light seltzers still sitting in your Yeti, because I know there always isn't mine. And maybe that fucking beer bong's looking just right.
Well, let me ask you, right? When it is 4th of July, don't we always normally take, like, the weekend off?
Not me. I don't know. Yeah, usually. But I'm just saying,
normally, I think it like falls on like a fucking Thursday or something. Normally, people just
usually
take
it's
off
in
like
the middle
Friday
of the week.
Too.
And people take like the day off, and then either the Monday before or the Friday after.
Right.
Usually.
And, yeah. And so, you know, hear me out. Your wish came true, Alex.
Boom.
The fucking holiday exists.
No,
I don't know if it's even like that
holiday,
good of an idea.
It's an actual holiday.
I challenge your idea. I don't think it's a good idea. I think having a July 5th. Would create more destruction
That's
and despair
point,
than it needs
it's
to.
America.
Because if we don't go hard enough on July 4th already, like if you don't think someone's going to drop a firework nuke on New York City on July 4th.
Well, when World War III comes around, now we got July 5th. When we win on July 5th.
It's just
going
to be real sparkly and shit.
Mm. All right, November 17th, Dolph Day. Why not? He passed away on November 17th.
Dolph Day.
Make a fucking holiday out of it.
Dolph Day.
I don't think that would be a national holiday.
It should be.
Right?
I did just go to Dolph's Memorial.
Yeah,
and that was lit.
You get off on Saturday, or you get off on that fucking November 17th, you're, and then you just get off and listen to Case Closed 27 times a day, and you're fucking good.
Dude, I was so cliche. I pulled up to the, like, on my way to the memorial.
You pulled up and said,
No, I didn't do that. I tried to, but I couldn't do it loud enough. I was banging only Young Dolph music from where I was until the Dolph Memorial.
Yeah, were you scared?
I had to get... into the mood. I pull up and Makita's Makita's butter shop cookies was on the corner right on the
Is
other
it
side.
Officially closed down?
It's closed.
Okay.
There's nothing, no business. I was gonna get some cookies. I was gonna go in and like support the business. I didn't know what to expect. I drove up. It's Makita's on the left. On the right is a laundromat, and on the left of the building in a different parking lot is a Dollar General. And then I pull up and I knew exactly immediately where I was. I saw the Makita sign and then the whole storefront plastered with teddy bears. There's plush
cards.
Dolphins, cards, graffiti everywhere. They did graffiti on every parking space.
Mm-hmm.
All the messages like from all over the country.
Right.
People like signing saying like much love from XYZ. People writing like whole paragraphs about their experience and like how Dolph lifted them up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, there was a dolphin piñata, bro.
Damn.
On the wall. Wow. Big ass dolphin.
Was there anybody
piñata.
There? Or was just you?
I pull up. There's two people. There's two people out front of the laundromat. And one lady went from the laundromat over to Makita's to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it was just me. And it was not in a great part of town. I'll be honest. Like it could have been because it was gray and raining and windy.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like I was way, way out of place. And I was in this like rental pickup truck, big white pickup truck, bro. You know, I sound so white being like, I was scared that somebody was going to rob me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, legitimately, it was a possibility, right? Someone just got murdered there.
Right.
Like, it's not out of the question that somebody could just fucking come up to me and be like, give me your keys.
Right.
And then they take my truck, my wallet, my phone, my bag, everything.
Right.
What happens then?
You're in fucking Memphis, baby.
I got in there, right? Took lots of pictures, mm-hmm. signed on the wall, said, rest in peace, Dolph. Love Delaware. Put the date on there. And thought about putting a Wazoo sticker, but I felt like it wasn't the best time to promote the podcast.
I would have.
I know you would have, but that's because you're disrespectful.
I would have put it on like a street sign.
You also said Coola Ray should kill herself, so yeah, of course
she
would.
I didn't say she should kill herself. Advice, I'm saying that it's possible that she's so young.
Hey, back to the holidays? Yeah. All right.
just the last thing I was going to say. It's fucking sad, dude.
Right. I bet.
I was sad when I left that place. Mm-hmm. I had to go drink. How about that?
Yeah.
Am I healthy? No. Okay, keep going.
Non-Labor Day weekday for all the white-collar nerds out there. So you get Labor Day for the working hard boys like us three, right? We work hard. We deserve a day off.
Right.
But what about the nerds, right, who just type on a computer all day,
right,
make money? They get a weekday. You know, you just like a random Tuesday, you can get off, you know?
Right.
What if I do both jobs? Like, what if I'm half in the field doing hard work and half on the computer?
Well, now you're double dipping.
Nerd enough.
You're double dipping.
Do I get both holidays?
Well, no.
I would say so.
A government official is going to come to your house and make you sign a form.
For what, though?
What holiday?
To do it, to pick one?
What holiday you want?
Fuck. I think I'd probably pick the hard working one. I'd pick Labor Day.
Get your hard work.
Because what's the nerd one, dude? Everyone's me inside playing video games. I do that anyway.
Yeah, I work at a hospital. I don't get any holidays.
You get to work from home.
I get paid. I get paid on those holidays.
You know, there's a fucking there's a spot on 202 where for people who work from home can just go because they want to be in an office setting.
Really?
Is it like a WeWork kind of thing?
Yeah,
like
you can bring your laptop office there and like your Wi-Fi enhanced booster, and you just go sit in a little cubicle and do your work that you'd work for your company in like a general space, and other people come do like might work at Capital One.
It's like a library.
Pretty cool.
With no books.
But like, those nerds, you know, they get a holiday. All right. Now I was thinking, this is already a holiday, and it's kind of under the radar, so we don't really talk about it, so I'm going to shed some light on it. Happy Leif Erikson Day. October 9th, a hanga-dinga-durgan.
Right.
SpongeBob, you know, October 9th, and it was Gary's birthday, and forgot about it.
I have one question.
Happy Leif Erikson Day. You know, the dude was Icelandic, Nordic fucking Viking. We need to express our love for him and for what he did.
Right.
So why not get off for it?
I don't know. I do have one question. Which BuzzFeed article did you get these holidays
Leif Erikson
from?
Day?
I'm just saying, dude.
You think I got...
You came up with day after July 4th.
You don't think I did that?
Leif Erikson Day.
Yeah, I just said that.
I don't know. I just feel like these are some pretty vanilla...
I just
vanilla
said that came from SpongeBob.
I'm just saying these are some
Give
pretty
some
vanilla
credit,
holidays,
right? This sounds like
dude.
Some TMZ shit,
okay?
Okay,
this is TMZ shit, and this is very creative. I appreciate the effort, but like, let's get a little edgier with
did
the holidays, huh?
Did you write this?
Would you write what?
Exactly. So, shut up, right?
I'll come up with one holiday better than yours right now, dude.
Okay. What is it?
Joe Rogan Day.
Whack.
Wow. Okay, keep talking. When is this going to
be? Joe Rogan Day. It's on one day a year, right? Okay. Everyone stops what they're doing at precisely 11 a.m. Mm. They put their headphones in, and they all listen to Joe Rogan podcast at the same time.
Wow.
Making you have to listen for 3.5 hours.
Okay.
You listen to the full episode.
The only way you get credit. Yep.
And then after that, you just go back to normal.
No, okay.
It's the only way you get credit.
Now, Joe Rogan Day.
I'm gonna twist this.
April
right?
20th.
You got now, a holiday for us?
I do have a holiday, and it's more on a serious note, right?
All right, let's go.
I'm gonna get sad.
I would say it depends. Like, you can't really pick a day to do it because you never know what the weather is gonna be like.
Right.
But I always thought it would be really cool, right, to shut all the major city lights off and then have like a night where you just look at the sky.
Kill everyone with no repercussions.
It's Earth Day.
Not really.
Wait, what
Earth
were you
Day.
Saying?
But a better
I'm,
off.
I'm talking
better
like
off Earth
looking
Day.
Looking at like the stars with no light pollution.
Yeah.
Having one day out of the year.
Like Star Day.
Yeah, like not Earth.
Oh, I have a
not
good one.
Earth Day.
How about switch skin color day, dude?
That would be pretty good.
Like, and for
that,
one day.
That should be on what? Like, December 25th?
Now, are you metaphorically switching, or are you actually skinning somebody alive?
No. We're not skinning anybody. It's all like, and it's voluntary, right? Like, you can do it if you want. But like, you, for the day, in order to feel and understand more the struggles of what happens to the, you know, opposite, you know, not opposite race, but the other races, you have to then put yourself in the shoes of thy or the neighbor, skins, dude. Or, you have to put your, you have to walk a mile in their skin, right? So yeah, actually, yes, you skin them, and then you walk a mile in their skin.
You put the skin on like a onesie. And
sounded better in my head, dude. Yeah. What do you want from me, dude?
Well, you're a psychopath, right?
All right, so hot tub day, right? You know, this is only a holiday for your homies.
Never
right?
make this man a politician.
No. Listen, here we go.
Okay. I'm gonna hear you.
Say hot tub or hub tub?
Hot tub day.
Hop tub day.
So
all right.
It's only a holiday for your homies. It's 4 to 5 of your friends, just sit in a hot tub, and you don't make eye contact.
Okay,
it's not gay. You just signify your bromance by being real bros.
What if you don't have a hot tub?
Then you can't celebrate it, bro.
Damn.
Go get an
Airbnb.
This is
real bias.
This is real first
like
world.
My holiday, like everyone can celebrate that, right?
Yeah.
Everyone can listen to Joe Rogan. Right. Everybody can just take a waltz downtown into Wilmington and pretend to be a different race.
But that's not a holiday. It has to be on a holiday, though.
The holiday, I told you what holiday it was. It's any holiday I wanted to.
You got to skin them alive. Everybody be dead. Dude, blood on the ground.
No. That was a joke, right? This is being serious. Right.
Sound better in your head than it did when you said it out. You know?
Right. But you said July 5th. So let's just be realistic.
You get double days of fireworks, you know?
Let's just be realistic here.
Well, people set off fireworks during like Memorial Day.
Yeah, but like July 5th, you can do it again.
Pornhub Day, dude. Right. Come on, bro.
Okay. Pornhub
Day. That's the day after or before Valentine's Day.
I would say, you know what? Hold up. Wait a minute.
February 15th, dude. Beat your meat.
March 14th was always Steak and BJ Day. You know, because Valentine's Day was February 24th. All lovey-dovey. March 14th. Right?
God, March 14th.
Did you say February 24th?
No. March 14th.
Oh, my bad.
Is the day when the man gets what he wants, right? Beef and a blowjob, right? Should be called Beef and Blowjob Day, right? And
that's what they call it in Ireland.
You just have a day where you sit around all day. Your woman cooks you a nice, juicy, fucking medium rare steak, right? Right? Some mashed potatoes maybe on the side.
You're getting worked
some fucking
out,
broccolini,
dude. Slow down
with
before
some,
you say
with
something.
Some of that white sauce, that au jus, that fancy shit sauce.
Aioli.
And then she just fucking slobs you until her fucking lips get chapped, bro. And I'm talking that should be the holiday, right?
But that someone already came up with that. Somebody
came up with it, yes, but is it an official holiday? No.
I don't know any chick who'd be like, March 14th is coming up.
Well, March 14th then could be made into Eat My Box Day.
That could be the day.
Chocolate Box Day.
What day would that be?
March 14th.
Well, then when's taking a blowjob?
February 14th, you know?
That's Valentine's Day.
Right. It changed that. So then we
get rid of Valentine's Day.
No one wants a fucking card, right?
Let's just cut to the
chase,
dude.
You get your bitch flowers all the time, right? And it's flowers are awesome when there's no occasion.
Sure, right? Dude. Cut to the chase.
Every day.
I know
like Deontay
holiday,
said,
right here, right?
Every
January
day
6th,
is March 14th.
January 6th, Insurrection Day. Every January 6th, we go to the Capitol and we repeat what the good Lord intended us to do in 2021.
Now, I would like to instill September 21st being the actual day we storm Area 51. Because we were supposed to do it on September 21st.
They did it.
With all their arms behind
Area 51
their back.
Never happened.
They did it. They showed up.
We should all show
people
up.
People neckbeards fucking showed up.
But I mean, we need to do it. We need it with our fucking Mishungas and our goddamn foam swords.
You think we're going to do? They were Naruto running, dude. I don't know the next
level.
Imagine
just walking up and they're like, you got to turn around. And you're like, all right.
Sing. Right. They'll never catch me.
And then the scene goes and then they're like, I thought I could never get rid of that guy. And you're right behind him and you go, on his neck, kill him.
They already did Area 51. Now here's another one, right?
Mm.
September 12th.
My parents' anniversary, okay?
Your parents' anniversary, but also day after 9/11.
Right.
9/11.
The day after tomorrow.
9/11 is the day of destruction.
No, September 10th is called the day after tomorrow.
and the day before tomorrow.
And the 12th is when that's people the worst go holiday crazy. Ever.
The day before tomorrow.
The day before.
Let's change Valentine's Day to September 10th.
And everybody gets a present, and you hear ticking, and you're like, what is that ticking noise?
Right, dude. Yes, dude, no, September 10th. September 10th is bring your watch to work day, dude.
Oh,
bring
wow.
your alarm clock to work day.
Wow.
Walk around with your clock in your bag.
I think everybody would get on that boat.
I think it'd be fun.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Now, I want to steer clear away from the holiday.
Wait, Alex, what else? Any more?
I have one more.
Oh, God.
It's just the recovery day after Cinco de Mayo. It's May
6th. Oh, fucking recovery day, bro.
I said, I tried to make it a play on words. I said, cease my ass in bed day.
Cease my ass.
Bro, if you said July 3rd, it's like, it's the day before July 4th. That way there's 3 days. Bro, if your whole bit was just different days before July 4th, I would have died.
So July 7th.
All right, so
Hear me out.
I got a fuck, marry, kill as well going on.
Okay, you do your fuck, marry, kill, and then I have some hip-hop news.
All right, so
shut the fuck up, dude.
Dude, it's about XXXTentacion. All
right, okay, then so I hear. Gotcha. Fuck, marry, kill. You got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Betty White, or Demi Lovato?
Okay, I'm definitely fucking Demi Lovato.
Alive or dead? Two out of pick three your, of them are dead.
Pick hold your on, poison. Hold on. Pick your poison.
Are they dead? It's going to change what I do.
You can choose. You can choose.
All right, we'll do it dead and do it alive.
Okay, listen. Demi Lovato, I'm fucking. Okay, because she's crazy.
Hold on. Pause. In this scenario,
yeah.
Is Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Betty White both,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
both
dude.
Dead in this scenario or both alive?
They're still both alive in this scenario.
Okay.
I'm
continue.
Fucking Demi Lovato.
All right.
Okay.
Aliens and all.
I'm marrying Betty White.
Absolute.
But 7 years before she dies. That way, when she does die,
wait,
I
time travel?
Well, we didn't discuss.
I
this,
say you can right? do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm saying I'm marrying her 7 years before she actually dies, right? Okay. So that way, when she does die, I get all her money.
Right.
Okay. And then I support the podcast by going on anchor.fm/wazoopodcast, right?
Good shit.
Dude, am I an outlet? Because you're the fucking plug right now, bro.
And then whoever that last bitch is, I kill her, right? And nobody really cares because...
Pause. Do you know who that is?
No. Oh.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, that was the... The politician. Supreme Court official.
Judge,
and she, okay.
Judge.
Yeah,
justice.
Yeah, yeah. Justice. And she was really good at her job, right?
But I gotta be real with you, dog. I don't know if it's that much of a choice. I think I'd do the same. Like, how can you not fuck Demi, right? Because
she's got crazy
fucking
pussy.
Betty. Dude, Betty. Can I fuck Betty and the I don't even want to fuck Betty in the Golden Girls days, dude.
Ruth Bader in their prime?
Hold on. Let's see what they look like in their prime.
That
right?
Supreme Court is a supreme squirt. What are you talking
good
about, dude?
Lord.
All right, Betty White young. Betty White tits.
They're just fat as fuck, dude.
She, tits, all right, look, she was pretty good. Like
fat and oily.
I'm seeing.
No, she just looked like Betty White with less wrinkles.
I'm Betty White.
That's cute, though.
Betty
White nude.
She always just announced herself. Hi, I'm Betty White. So, yeah, we know.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg nudes.
Young. It's Ruth Bader Ginsburg nude. Do these exist?
It's just her holding a gavel, and it's between her tits. Also,
no, it's between her fucking pussy lips because she's got the labias that like
she's
stretch like dragon wings,
diamond
bro.
Butt plug in.
Wow, right, she's pretty
has
though.
The Fourth Amendment
she's,
on
she
it.
She is good looking.
So let's say prime
RBD.
Ruth
RBD,
prime RBD, prime B Dub,
RBG,
prime
sorry,
Demi,
RBG.
Prime Demi though,
and prime Demi.
Is this heroin? Heroin Demi or alien Demi, bro?
Heroin or alien Demi?
Or is this Camp Rock Demi, bro? What are we talking about?
Oh, bro, Camp Rock.
Was Camp Rock Demi legal?
No, probably, yeah,
I think honestly. She was.
What about Heroin Demi? Was she legal?
She was doing illegal stuff.
Fuck this, dude. I want her post-overdose, bro. Yeah. I want her to be talking to ghosts and shit while we're fucking.
I feel the spirits right. in me.
So, all right, we stand good with that one. Okay, so Amber Rose, Cardi B, or Duke Deuce's sister?
All right, listen, I'm marrying Duke Deuce's sister because I want to be related to Duke Deuce. OK, Okay. I want that is to be a my
tough sell, dude. Oh. Duke Deuce's sister looks like the turd looks off like of Weird Science, dude.
Looks like Grimace from McDonald's, dude.
She looks like she's like
the
yeah,
hamburger was retarded.
Got a box under her Jesus armpit Christ. And it's full of McDonald's.
Is she the one with that huge? No, that's Roddy Rich's fucking sister.
No, dude, Wave. You just made Rod shit
Wave.
Up. Oh yeah,
Rod Wave's sister.
Wait, what's Duke Deuce's sister look like?
I don't know.
She ain't real though.
I meant to say Rod Wave, dude.
Rod.
Okay.
But she's bad though.
Yeah, bad as in.
It looks
going
like she's wearing
die.
An airplane pillow no, around her neck.
Her cholesterol levels are bad.
Bad as in she's going to expire.
Bro. Oh, my All right, God.
You
got to
give your answer.
Her saliva is probably sweet as shit,
it's
dude.
Curdled milk, dude, in her own
right,
mouth.
So what are we doing?
All right, I told you. I'm marrying...
Rod Wave.
No, I'm marrying Duke Deuce's sister.
It was Cardi B and then who else?
Amber Rose.
I'm killing Amber Rose. I'm fucking Megan Thee Stallion.
Cardi B.
Fuck it. They're all the same.
I would kill Rod Wave's sister. Fuck Amber Rose and marry Cardi B.
Okay, that's good.
Jesus Christ, though. I don't know who's more annoying. All
right, we got Stinky Simone. Like we got Stinky Simone, Papito, and Cousine.
Stinky Simone, who we know
I'm killing
was
Stinky Simone.
Simone up in the HVAC unit or the AC duct smelling that cheese. Stinky cheese. Mm-hmm. Cougine off of Instagram.
Gets a DC with
does
every meal.
Meals by Cooge.
I'm fucking
Take care, brush your
I'm
hair.
I'm fucking Cougine because.
And who's third guy?
Because that's your brother.
Who's third guy?
Papito.
And then it's your boy Papi.
I'm marrying Papito.
I have to marry Papi.
And then I'm fucking Cougine.
Wait. Back up. I'm killing Stinky Simone.
Right.
I'm marrying Cousine.
Okay. For the food.
Which means I'm fucking Papito.
Okay. You're fucking Papito. All right. I'm down. All right.
Last one.
Fuck with. He says it in the thing. Fuck with me.
Last one. Bam. Deontay's new album, Travis's new album, or Kendrick Lamar's new album.
Are we still fuck, marry, killing?
Yeah. You got to choose fuck, marry, kill.
That doesn't make any sense.
How? It's fuck, marry, kill.
It's the albums.
Oh, I'm trying to keep it related to the podcast. Use your fucking brain.
You wanted fucking Megan Thee Stallion as Betty White. I don't know. No, it's not albums. It's either Deontay, Travis, or fucking whoever else you said. It's not the
it's
albums.
Pretty much what album do you want? What album don't you want? What album could you deal without?
I mean, it's what he said, right? You know, you should chill right now.
Okay.
Is it really that hard to wrap your head around?
No. I'm just saying
but
the
it's
whole
really
time it's been people. Now it's
yeah,
albums.
Then it was my last one. I'm not trying to dwell on this too long because we have albums to do.
Well,
so
you did give us four fuck, marry, kills. So
yeah, four,
we're dwelling,
exactly.
Right?
That's four.
Now, I'm going to fuck Deontay Hitchcock's. I'm going to marry Travis Scott's, and I'm going to kill the other one. I don't know.
Kendrick's album?
Yeah, I'm going to kill Kendrick's album.
I'm going to kill... I'm killing Travis's album.
Okay.
I'm marrying Deontay's album. I'm fucking Kendrick's album.
Okay. Glad you could wrap your head around it. Wasn't that hard, right?
It's easy for me, baby, because I've got brain power.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, I didn't get
the
theme.
Okay.
Well,
music,
I think
right?
All the brain cells are on this side of the room, right?
New music, though, right?
Maybe it's the lamp behind your head.
I would
that's
say
frying
it's
your
not
brain.
New music, but what it is XXXTentacion's mother, right?
Okay.
Oh, so jazzy on Instagram.
Okay.
Fine as hell.
Okay.
But not about what is I'm about to say, right?
What's your IG?
Oh so jazzy.
Dude, you see the new fucking Will Smith movie show?
Oh, it's Carlton's listen, it's coke. Cleo _ oh so jazzy. With two Z's, baby. And
that's how you spell jazzy.
She posted a Instagram and Slam. Said it's finally here, a film that takes you through the complicated life
God
of a troubled
damn.
And controversial genius.
We
and
just make a
her
movie
son.
Off of everything.
Bro,
and,
it,
and it's about her son.
Bad as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
What the hell?
But it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, right? And
wait, hold up.
Yeah, no, I know.
Wait, hold up.
I don't want to get lost in that. But
in the sauce, dude.
I'm
wait,
just saying there's going to be a new documentary coming about in the summertime about XXXTentacion's life. Did she?
Right, I gotta tell you, dude, I don't care what you're talking about, bro. This bitch is good looking.
I'm saying, like,
Young Bratz has written about her, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, her tits.
Yeah, what the hell?
What is she like capitalizing off of his death?
For
sure,
capitalized,
right?
Bitch.
Some maybe
criminal.
Who
like
knows?
That.
But she's fine.
I'm sorry, I was just joking. I do care. I want to watch that movie. But what the fuck? Wasn't he like a bad dude?
Yeah, I don't
know. Not the best dude.
I thought he was the guy with the clothes hanger.
He did the no. He went grilling inside of his girlfriend's pussy.
What's that mean?
And he used the fork and a spatula in there.
He also punched her so hard in the face she went blind in one of her eyes.
Right, but also good young brat.
Fucking though.
Right, take a step back.
4555, you know.
Great song.
One of the best artists in the world, I guess.
Weirdo.
I guess.
I don't know what to say. How old is his mom? Like 22, bro? It's insane.
I don't know. She had him fixed. Really?
I'm fucked up.
You're perplexed right now, bro.
I'm bricked up.
Now,
you're about to buy a haberdashery for her, dude.
I would say we should probably go into our anchor.
Hold on. No. We got a little couple more minutes. I got some new music. Oh, okay. We'll talk about briefly. Okay. I'm just going to bring everything
up here.
Yeah,
we're on track,
okay.
Huh?
We're going to bring it all down right here, okay? Tomorrow, February 22nd, 2022, Donda 2. Supposed
so
to drop.
Actually going to happen.
Is it dropping?
Probably not, because it's going to be put on the stem player. It's going to drop,
right.
But it's going to be put on the
I
stem
forgot about
player.
That.
What's the stem player?
Yeah, wait, I don't think we covered this.
So Kanye came out and said he's no longer dropping his music on Spotify, Apple, or any other platform.
Well, then fucking keep it, dude.
And he's putting it on a stem player. You know, the thing where you can, like, it's all sectioned out where each, like, drum bit is, like, you're able to play it on. It's like, it looks like a disc.
It's like the Daft Punk pocket pussy version.
I don't know. It's very strange, but you can buy the stem player and that will have Donda 2 preloaded on it. The reason he's doing that is because
he wants
Apple
to keep all the money.
And Spotify, they only give you what, like 12% of what you
per stream
make.
Or something.
Way
like
less
that.
Than that, I feel.
And, yeah, it's a lot.
Pennies.
Less.
Well, that's what Kanye said, like 12 or 11%.
He ain't wrong, bro.
And he was like, fuck them. I'm putting it on the stem players. People can order the stem players and buy that. And then you can listen to Donda off of that. Which obviously, like, okay, how much money is he going to make from that compared to just still putting it out on Spotify and Apple?
He would make more.
Way more.
Doing it his way.
And then you're spending more for something that might
but
not be fucking
who
good.
Who is going to buy the stem player?
A lot of stands.
A stands will, for sure.
A lot of
I'm
stands. I think he'll move at least 50,000 units.
Well, it looks like we're not fucking reviewing Donda 2.
Maybe, no, it's going to come out on YouTube or SoundCloud.
It'll probably leak.
For sure it'll leak. I don't even have faith it's coming out tomorrow. We'll see. Also tomorrow, Lil Durk, new album.
Keep it.
Kind of have the same feeling.
Little Durk, huh?
I don't feel like I need a new Little Durk album.
It's
right
the same
now.
Thing
it's,
every
there's
time.
There's going to be a couple bangers on it.
Could be a
that.
Little baby feature.
There's going to be a little baby feature.
And maybe a King Von song that he had in a fucking vault.
There's always something about King Von, dude. Little Durk is like riding off that King Von train.
That was his boy. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I know Boslin came out with the song Levels. It was a new single.
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Thought it was different.
It was a little different. It's not what his last stuff we reviewed was kind of on the same vibe. It was a little lighter.
Dancier.
It was dancier. It was more pop.
Right.
I liked it, but...
I need that 6-4 Mac 11.
I need some dark stuff.
Yeah.
Pushing that charcoal.
Okay. Finally, Friday, Ghetto Gods.
Thank you.
Earth Gang officially said Friday's...
Pushing
it
out
it
no matter what.
Good.
They just released...
They had problems with their...
Getting
manager
stuff cleared,
or something, right?
Manager not letting
so,
it out. Do you know the full story?
I don't, but I think, no. I know just as much as you. It's just they had trouble releasing
heavy
it.
Into the mic.
And what they did was
Nick going
they
crazy
were,
for
they
this
were
one.
Playing it for their touring fans. They let people in like Atlanta hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But at they never tour. Released it officially. So now, instead of them dropping on the 28th uh-huh. of January, now they're dropping... Friday the 25th of February. Now they're gonna drop Ghetto Gods, and I'm hype. I mean, I understand where they're coming from.
Been a long time coming.
Because obviously, I was upset when they didn't drop. I know you guys were too. But like, also think about them. Like they were hyping.
I know
this
it's just aggravating. People who get to go to the concerts get to see them play the shit.
I don't understand
and we don't.
What was the issue of them not being able to drop it. Like it seemed as though they had all. The
they
light's green.
Might have not had the full rights to it because when you're with a record label, they own half of that shit, and it's pretty much their say. They're the ones that funded it.
I think
sense.
That's what happens. Hmm.
But
creative control.
But doesn't that mean they can't perform those songs either on tour?
Not necessarily.
There might be stuff written down that says they can.
It's not a show, you know. Like at a show, you can kind of have more freedom to do what you want.
You just can't make money off it yet, like releasing it wise, like streamable profits,
right? Because all that they want to make sure they get everything in
I guess. I mean, you're making more money doing tour stuff anyway.
Way more.
Way more. Fuck streams.
Did you listen to the new single that came out on Friday called Amen?
No, I did not.
So the sound of the album, dude, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
It sounds so good. Mm-hmm. It sounds super sad.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be an album like heavily, heavily centric mm-hmm. to like,
what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's called Ghetto Gods. I mean, mm-hmm. everything that I've seen so far has been imagery of young black kids in ghettos and shit like that. So I don't know what the message exactly is going to be yet, like whether they're going for a more like holy, like, I don't know, like righteous sounding album and like more.
Well, that's what they did on their last album.
More like, I think it's going to be more like pumping up and like beautifying,
right.
like being black in America, mm-hmm. as opposed to like just being
Logic's
like
album,
police
right.
brutality, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, black is beautiful.
Black is beautiful. Black, amazing.
That's going to be incredible. Like the main line of the album, I feel. I don't think it's going to be like cringy. I don't think Earth Gang can be cringy at this point.
No, I don't think so.
They just like have really good content mm-hmm. and the them dirty South Atlanta beats though.
Stop
put a
it.
Twinkie
stop
on it, dog.
It, dude. Stop it.
Give me a devil
You're
dog.
Raising my blood sugar, dude.
Okay, new Pusha T album on the
Seen
way.
Seen that. And Pusha T came out with that song with Kanye.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
And then we've got a leak from that album featuring Jay-Z. So there's a Jay-Z verse.
Ooh.
Ryan, your favorite artist. Ooh. Hype for that. Also, Game. The Game dropping an album with a Kanye feature on it.
Yeah.
That sounded
Everybody's
hype.
Doing
that was a
shit.
Fucking bopper when I saw the clip. So when they did that song, he must have recorded some of his album too.
Can we talk about like the state of where Kanye's at right now? Because we've been following what's
we can
been going
we gotta
on.
Keep it brief because we gotta go we to will. This ad but go ahead, you got 5 minutes.
Like, so first it was with Pete, like his beef is
Skeet,
with Pete.
Dude, he calls Skeet. Him Skeet, bro.
Then it was with Billie Eilish,
right?
And now he came at like Kid Cudi. Did you guys see all this
yeah,
stuff with
that.
Kid Cudi? And was like, you're not on the fucking album, you know, whatever, you know, you never should have been on there. And then apparently he was like kidding when he said that, right? Like playing,
driest
like
sense
playing
of humor
around.
Ever, dude.
And then, but Kid Cudi came back and said, whatever, you fucking dinosaur. Like, I didn't want to be on the album anyway.
Damn, he was holding that shit.
He was
in,
like,
dude.
He was like, the only reason your albums were successful was because I was on them.
All right, well, that's
he,
a little
he
bit of
He hit him with that. He hit him with that.
It's a little bit of
And then Kanye was like, damn. I just realized that this
Damn
motherfucker
what?
Hates me.
Yeah, dude, because you just let it out.
Right. And
Damn,
so
bro.
I felt bad. I feel bad for Kanye. Because like,
dude, he's a billionaire.
He's a psychopath.
He's a billionaire, dude. He'll be fine.
And then there were fans who wrote to Kanye. And then Kanye...
Oh, right.
I'll read it to you because I have the letter here.
Is it
says,
funny?
No.
Is it
says,
sad?
To Ye, sincerely... I'm not going to say any of the mans because there's at least like 12 of them in here. So I'm
okay.
going to say the whole thing without the mans, right? It says, to Ye, sincerely, we are worried about you. Fuck the yes men in your Instagram comment. This ain't right, Ye. You are harassing Kim, yada, yada, yada. Don't fuck this up. You
he
still got your
that.
Skin in the game for raising your kids. If you keep harassing Kim like this, not respecting her wishes... She can take all this away from you, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's just like his fans wrote to him, and then he, I think, put the screenshot out of it on Instagram, and then he started to like tone down a bit. Like, and this was after Kid Cudi, this was after he posted the messages with Kim, and he was like apologizing. He was like, "I'm sorry that I'm posting in all caps because it makes people think I'm screaming at them." So he came.
I just
out
don't
with,
know
like,
how to turn off caps.
I don't know, dude. It's like, it's wild. Like, where is this? Like, I feel like this is all just hype for his Donda 2 album.
Yeah, dude. He's a genius. Genius. You seen the documentary yet?
No, I didn't, but you did tell me about
Easy.
It.
Easy. Started to watch the doc. It's pretty good. So, yeah, dude. He's just hyping shit up around the album so that he can get more traction when it drops. And it's not gonna. I really, dude, I'll put money on it, dude. $5 that it drops tomorrow or it doesn't. I got $5 on it doesn't.
Hmm.
At me. Y'all have anything else?
I'd say we just get into the albums.
All right, let's go to this ad break.
All right, let me go to...
First album we got tonight is Aliens by Beam. Beam, who we've never brought up on this podcast before. Maybe we played Win 2 episodes ago.
I think we played a single.
We talked like about the fact that he was going to release, but I don't think we were really talked about him in depth.
So Beam, his name is Tyshane Thompson, professionally known as Beam. It's an acronym for Be Everything and More.
Okay.
Before he was Beam, he was Tyshane, or he also went by Elite.
Okay.
What do you think about Elite?
I don't like it.
It's I like Elite. Beam better.
He's a Jamaican-American rapper, singer, songwriter, record producer. So you can catch that Jamaican kind of boom, boom, boom in his voice.
Okay.
And he's the son of a famous dancehall and gospel reggae singer named Papa San.
Papa San.
So he's got some history in songwriting and song production. His shit bops in a weirdly like ethereal kind of like Don Toliver, Travis Scotty kind of spacey vibe to it. The album's called Aliens, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Same vibe. And it's his debut album. So there's not a whole lot of music to listen to. So we decided to do Aliens by Beam. But it's 19 songs. It's an hour long. What'd y'all think?
First take, I don't know how to really take it. I was like, I never heard of him. So I was like, oh, I guess I'll give him a shot because we have to. And I started off pretty strong. You know, that the pilot, I was kind of thrown back. I was expecting a song and it just ended up being a whole bunch of synths.
Which was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was like synth wave.
Sounded like he was going through a fucking
really
vortex.
Made me feel like I was getting like abducted. And then it kind of drops into this anxiety song. It was heavy 808s, just crazy bass on it. Really heavy song. Then it kind of tones down as you get like past Ice Cola. So I mean,
such a good song.
It was cool. It was kind of cool like to see the progression of like heaviness to like the sexy R&B. Really hitting his how you explain him, you know, he's like this R&B rapper producer, you know, Jamaican style guy, and I could really, really pick that up, especially on his Bieber track "Sundown," which is definitely his most popular song.
How to get album. A Bieber feature?
That's what I'm saying. Who I liked it though for a first listen. It was pretty good. You know, I never heard of the dude before.
So you would know him potentially. He's on other albums more than he's on his own music. So like what his most popular stuff on Spotify is a song off of the Justin Bieber album, which has got 51 million views.
Million.
Or listens. And then the next most popular song is the song he just put out with Justin Bieber. Then he has a song on the Pop Smoke album that came out after Pop Smoke died. Then he's got a couple other songs on a couple other albums that are not his. So he's like a big feature artist. Yeah, Faith. Big feature artist, I guess. So his like solo work, I've never heard of it except for this one song called Under Armour, which goes pretty hard. And then that song Win. On this album, I liked a few songs, but I didn't think that the whole album bopped.
Really.
It was cool sounding. Like, didn't you
it was it unique, yeah, for sure.
Had decent production.
I think he was trying to go for like somewhat of a concept.
Yeah.
But like especially with Pilot, but
how it kind of sounds.
It
like
wasn't very pertinent.
Yeah. It didn't stick with me at all.
Yeah, he
I'm gonna say
I couldn't really catch what he was trying to convey with this album.
It was like one of those situations where you're kind of listening, but you're not retaining a lot. So you don't know what to take away from it. So all I could really focus on was that like anxiety, like how and when how the 808s were just going crazy, and then when Sundown comes on, it's more like a love song. So I could tell the flow he was going into, but like what he was talking about and what he was trying to say, I wasn't picking up on him at all.
I liked a few of these songs. I'm just going to say some of the songs that I liked. Anxiety, one, it felt real heavy. It felt real trappy. I really liked the 808s, like you said, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Then it goes to 30 MGs with Vory. I think this song was actually really good. Vory's verse on it was decent. This whole album, it was hard for me to catch who exactly was Beam. Like, Beam just sounded a little different every time on each of these songs.
Yeah, dude.
And what I liked was that this album had such a variety of music. Like, it had R&B, it had trap in it, it had, like, that Travis Scott sound. And then this song called Akira Part 1 and 2 with Landstrip Chip. This song,
what a name.
This song, I think, is actually my favorite song off this album because at the very end, the beat switches, and the switch is not like another trappy beat. It's like a guitar. And that caught me off guard. And I'm listening to this album in my car, and I'm thinking, oh, because I'm on Apple, the album was over. This was the last song. And it just gave me another artist, like a random artist, whatever. And I'm like, oh, this sounds pretty cool. And I look at my phone, and I'm like, it's the same fucking song.
Right.
And I rewinded it a bit, and I see how he, like, transitioned. And there was, like, it wasn't too abrupt. And I don't know. I really enjoyed that song, especially because of the guitar. Like, normally you don't hear something like that transition from, like, a trappy type song.
I'd say for sure he's got a good understanding of how to put music together. Like, instrumentally, he's very, like, got a wide spread of different instruments in this album.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, a wide spread of different styles. Mm. The guy can definitely do, like, more than just one thing. But I don't think that his voice is very strong. Like you were saying, it's not very memorable.
Yeah.
And I also don't think his lyrics are very strong. And I don't know if it's because he's trying to sing and rap, or he should just stick to one. I don't know what the right answer is, but I felt like I didn't really know, like you said, like, where was he fitting in?
Right.
He didn't really fit in.
I think he was just trying to go for a lot of things. Like, I felt like maybe if I was in his shoes and I made this album this way, I feel like if this was my debut album, maybe I'm trying to show everybody who's going to listen to this album exactly all the types of different things I can do.
That's a good way to look at it. I mean, maybe you're right.
Maybe he's testing the waters this way, and maybe he's trying to see which song had, like, the most popular views. Obviously, with Justin Bieber, it's like, no, Bieber. It's like hands Bieber. Down that, Bieber. But you can't really go off of listenership based off of an A-list artist. Like,
right, that. if we're basing the
so
album.
So maybe he's like, maybe he's looking at his other songs and he's like, people really fucked with my Ice Cola Travis Scott type vibe. I did. Same. It sounded just like him.
Yeah.
The fucking, and then Win, I think, is the song that sounds like an ASAP Ferg song. And I'm like, this guy can do a whole lot and sound like a whole lot of people, but is he actually original?
Yeah, right.
What's
he bringing to the table?
That was my crutch with him. I'm trying to think, like, is he purposely copying people's styles to, like, replicate, maybe he could do it better?
Or maybe get his name out there so then when he actually has listeners, he can drop his real stuff?
I don't know.
That's what I
think this was for his real listeners. I mean,
okay.
I mean, he's been a feature artist, I'm assuming. And some people know him. But I feel like he had, like, an identity crisis on this album. Like, he didn't know where he was kind of going.
Maybe that's why it's called Alien.
Maybe. And I think with that, I'm just going to go ahead and review this in case you guys have anything else to say.
I'm on the same boat with you.
I think instrumentally this was pretty good. I liked the beats. I liked the sound. I liked the variety. But was it original? Some of it, yes, like the guitar riff on Akira. But when it comes to, like, Ice Cola, Win, and 30 MGs, I don't think it just does, like, this may be a new artist and I may just be bullshitting, but this just doesn't sound like who he is. Sounds like he's purposely trying to copy these beats.
We don't know who he is.
Well, we don't.
Right?
We don't.
And he didn't establish that with this album.
Right. And I couldn't pinpoint what he was trying to convey on the album, right? Because it was all over the place. But beats, I think I'm going to give a 6.5 because I like the Travis Scott sound. I like the ASAP Ferg sound. I like the guitar riff. I like Anxiety, and I like Blood Money, and I like High Tech with Valley. But I didn't score it any higher because it's like, it's not original. It just it just sounds like he's trying to do something that he's not doing, that he's going to be doing all the time.
Sure.
Lyrically, I think it was very boring. I think it was very flat. There are moments where he gets high and, like, he tries to sing. But to me, it just kind of sounded boring, even though he was copying the vibes of these other artists. And it was good. It sounded just like him, honestly. But I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's just if you don't know exactly what your sound is, I am not going to know what your sound is. So that on top of him kind of being very like bland with his lyrics and none of his bars really sticking out to me, like no crazy metaphors, no one-liners, no storytelling. It's all just kind of jumbled together. I think I'm going to go with like a 4 or 5 lyrically.
I mean, I kind of told how I felt about it first go around, and I kind of think Ryan really hit the nail on the head with what he said. So I really don't think I need to find another way to explain how Ryan said it. I think the same way. It's not really memorable. There are maybe a few takeaways. Like I did like Anxiety, but other than that, I don't really think I cared much for this album at all. I think he's kind of boring sounding. Maybe it could all be just a ploy and his next album could be a complete banger, but that's why we're here. We're here to listen, here to explore and see this man grow. So I'm going to go same as Ryan, 5, right? Say 5.
I think beats I said 6-5.
Okay, I'm going to go 5
and lyrically 4-5.
All right, then I'm going to go 6 for the beats, you know. It just wasn't the greatest, you know. Like we said, it was a slow week and kind of comes to the turns when it is a slow week. We tend to not find the music we care for the most, and it's not trying to knock.
Well,
on
I'm glad we found this guy because I do have hope for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said stuff. I was like, who's to say his next album could be just a complete banger? It's just maybe it's his first mix up. Who knows? But it just wasn't
debut album.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, it just wasn't my
not
thing.
A bad debut album.
Right,
definitely not a bad debut album. But with your debut album, you definitely want to establish who you are, and I just felt like it missed the mark. So lyrically, I think weak. Couldn't really figure out what his strength was. I feel like he's more of a sing-songy kind of guy, and he's really probably good at singing hooks and shit on other people's songs, but on his own songs, just not strong enough yet. Didn't really feel like he had like a signature move kind of to like, make me fucking lock in on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, high points and low points. Overall, I'm going to do lyrics like a 3.5, I think. I really didn't enjoy the audio part of it, but the production part of it I actually did enjoy. I thought that I liked the sound of it. And then trying to get into the concept kind of got lost somewhere in the middle of the album for me. But in the beginning, I thought the concept was cool. It sounded nice. It was surprising to me off of the first like 4 or 5 tracks. So production-wise, a little bit higher than the lyrics, but probably still not that high. I'll probably go like 6, which then that makes this to me a probably a 4.75 overall album.
You know, yeah, I think overall for me is a 5-5 because I scored instrumental. I just
all in all, not a bad attempt at a good first album. He's obviously got a ton of industry ties. His shit's only going to get better.
Yeah, some people swing for the fences, hit home runs. Some people, you know, they just strike out, maybe, but it doesn't mean they're done.
Right. For all we know, this is like the formula now.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're fucking
like
done.
This, you get to people just to see who, but like that's so fake. You know what I mean? Like I feel like. If
the whole
you're
industry
not,
is kind
of
fake.
Yeah, but a lot of people, they grow off of criticism. So maybe he's expecting to see what the criticism is, and if he really gives a fuck, turn that shit around. And
yeah, I just feel like if that's his goal is to make music to be, what's the word I'm looking for? If he's making music just to appeal to his audience, I don't think that's right. I think you should be making music the way you want to. And fuck to people who don't like it because you're going to have your fans who do like it. There's always going to be someone out there who does like that music.
But you want to make money, bro.
You need to.
You need the most fans.
You
want
to appeal to everything.
Most
be...
of these guys come from situations where they have no money.
Right.
So it's like, that's why Lil Baby puts out an album with fucking 38 songs on it because he wants as much money as he can.
And you don't want to be a stand pleaser. You want to go to all crowds. You want to get
everybody. There's a middle ground, right? Like they will be artistic and express themselves, but they will also cash in on that motherfucking cow, dude.
Right. Yeah.
They're gonna.
That's why he has JB on.
Cash cow.
That's why he has JB on.
Which was a good feature. The song wasn't bad at all.
Gotta milk that cow, bro. Yeah.
But hey, I'm really excited to talk about our next Deontay's 14th.
Every day the 14th.
Every day the 14th is EP. Just
extended
dropped.
Play.
Very, very good. We've been talking quite a while about. Fucking waiting on him to drop his album.
Best.
This was a nice teaser for hopefully the future.
I think this is just him having fun. Like, but I think still, like, I think we haven't heard from him in a while because he was having like a child.
2 years almost since he dropped.
But
better.
Still, like, wow. Without almost hearing from years. Him, wow. And we get this, and we know music's coming. It's nice to know that he's following up strong and not giving us bullshit. Because this was actually really awesome.
Sorry to cut you off.
I kind of said what I had to say.
I think Friday we talked about this, Jake, a little bit. There is a point where if you are going to have kids as a rapper, now your main priority is no longer rap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I have the same feeling with Rocky.
I know.
I feel like now that he's going to be having a kid, he's not going to be putting out the same type of music he has been for his career.
Let me give you the opposite.
Okay.
When you have a baby, you need to provide for the baby. There's something in your brain that switches that says, I need to put this baby in the best possible position that I can.
That's true.
Rocky, he doesn't have to work another day in his life, and his baby will never want for anything. Mm-hmm. Deontay Hitchcock, unfortunately,
ain't there.
Is not even close
C-list,
to that.
That's true. C-list at best.
This man, I think, it'll light a fire under his taint, bro, and he's gonna be trying to work hard as fuck. He's gonna be giving us some of his best shit. Okay. Now
that gives me good hope. Because I was worried that now that he no longer has a top priority with music,
right?
Which may not be the case. Maybe music is still his top priority. You know, because I don't think he's married to this girl.
It's when you're established. I feel like it's easier to fall off.
Yeah, but let's get into this album because it's really good, right? And it's just an EP.
It's just a little.
It's four songs, and if y'all have been following Deontay as long as me, Bird, and Bobby Boy over here have been following him, you know that when he puts out EPs and albums, it's not 20 songs. It's not 30 songs. It's maybe 10, 12, 13 songs, and they're all so quality. Like when he came out with Better and the Better Deluxe.
The Deluxe songs were great.
His old EPs like Just a Sample, Just a Sample 2, Talking to God, all these old EPs, he's got such good songs on there. And who gives a fuck if there's only four or five songs on there?
It's the quality over quantity.
Tierra Whack came out with that album and only had three songs.
Yeah.
And fuck it. That shit was nice. That shit was sweet. And this album, I thought was Butter too. And of course, I think he's just having a little fun, right? Because like this is him getting right back into the music. He came out with those Valentine poems, like that slam poetry shit that we reviewed last episode. Really good Pussy energy. Again. Funny. Comedic, but also had a little bit of twang to it, right? The shit had
just
some,
like that pussy
shit
ate
had
a
some
coat.
Truth, and we washed it down with a fucking DC, right?
Full
and
circle.
The shit every day on the 14th is funny, comedic. It's got like a nice vibe that we didn't have to invest too much into. And
no,
I think,
not at all. You got the picture without him having to fucking make you look for it.
And the first song that he released before he released this EP was called Neck Up with Bari and Dende, I think. With the two featuring artists.
I don't know,
dude. I don't know. I'm white, dude. I don't know.
We try here on the podcast.
There's an A next to an I, okay? I don't know what to say.
And
it's actually Barry.
We do have Jal Speaks on here. Jail Speaks.
I don't know any of these people.
I feel like I've seen
hey,
the name
you're
before.
Trying, and you get an A for effort.
Thanks,
in my
bro.
Book, guys.
Davion, Jail Speaks.
That's why we got you here in a cab.
Now, this is one I know. Chris Patrick. I can say that one.
Oh.
Chris Patrick. And then El Hai.
Anyway, I think these songs are not bad. Obviously, Deontay is a goat when it comes to lyrical formula. And his beats always sound really good, too. Especially with his switches and stuff up. And I think my favorite song is probably just Neck Up.
Neck
just
Up
because
was fire.
It was such like a good R&B song. And obviously the song is about just plowing pussy.
Can't play it for your mom.
Right. You cannot play this for your mom.
You can't play it for even really a girl. You can't even play it for your girl.
I'm trying to get nothing but the neck up, honestly. That's pretty much the whole thing. He ain't trying to fuck your booty. He ain't
all
trying to
about
fuck
getting
your
head.
He's just trying to get head, dude.
Telling you what is happening and where he's
I'm surprised
going
he in. Had a kid, you know?
for how much he's busting on other parts of her, dude. Right. How did he get it in the hole? Felt like he's turning into kind of like a little romantic kind of
demon.
Guy, or like is he
a little semen demon?
Semen demon? Is he trying to go like this more like lovey, like hip hop, like R&B route?
I mean, he's always he's always been kind of R&B. You know,
God, he flirts the line though, doesn't he?
He does, but I think this is what makes him Deontay.
He's got bars.
That's why he's
always talking about fucking a bitch. Just in the craziest ways, right?
We just watched the other night.
Put your legs out.
We just watched the fucking Junebug challenge. Yeah. Where he's like, "Fuck that wine and dine and shit. How much the head cost? Bitch, I had to bust a nut so hard my legs crossed."
Right.
He's always on this like overly descriptive sexual
my
nature.
Bitch, head so good. Got to wipe my ass.
Gotta
when
wipe
she's finished,
my
dude.
Ass when
that,
she's finished.
When that shit was going out of your cheeks, man.
When that came out, I was like, "Excuse
you
me."
You knew the feeling too when he said it.
I called my girl. I said, "Babe, why don't you give me head so good that I got to wipe my ass when I'm finished?"
I sent her the song 26 times in a row. Like, why are you sending me?
Listen to this part only.
Oh man.
He's a funny dude, but he's got mad lyrics too.
He
like,
does. He does have.
Even when
mad
he's fucking
lyrics.
Around,
and I hope
good.
You're. I hope you're right. Like I hope this lights a fire under his ass with him having a kid, especially a boy. There's something about having a boy where you're like, this is my legacy, right? This guy's gonna have my last name, so I need to make sure I provide so he survives, right? Right.
Hitchcock Jr.
Kid's gonna learn a lot about pussy. I'll tell you that.
Right.
And get head.
Oh man. The baby gonna be like Google Gaga, how much the head costs? I think
fuck this breastfeeding shit.
Fuck the breast milk. How much the head
costs?
He was like, I don't want to milk you. I want you to milk me, baby. What up?
Chill. You're just an infant. You're only 3 months old. And like, all right, dude, chill the fuck out, bro. Give a rating or
so
something.
I'm going to rate this shit. Lyrics, I think, are so well done. He's so smooth with it. And I'm going to count the poetry slam shit according with this album because it all came out at the same time. And, you know, and like, you can just see that he still got it. He may even have more of what he had before, right?
He never lost it.
Never lost it. And so lyrically, I'm going to give this shit like an 8. I just think he's just a master at what he does. I can't give this shit a 10 because there's only 4 songs and he's only talking about pussy. And, you know, of course, it does get a little old, you know, pussy again, right? But
it's a metaphor.
Right. And but I think it's still so well done. You know, he's just got that personality. So 8 for lyrics. Production-wise, pretty good. Nothing too crazy. He has all of this shit down packed. It's just there was nothing new that was exciting me about this. So I'm going to say like a 6.5 on the production. And overall, I'm going to give it a 7.
I know.
I thought Deontay brought it, man. Like I was saying, I really think it's just an open door for what he's going to bring when his new album drops, whenever it does drop. But just proving to the listeners that he hasn't gone anywhere besides his hiatus. He's still fucking in the studio, staying on his fucking toes, you know? But I think the lyrics, I'm going to give a 7.5. You know, it was just him. It's a 14th album. Clearly, it's a fucking love album. He's just talking about getting head, eating pussy, fucking butts, all that stuff. So
love.
If you're looking for, like, quality, yeah, there's quality in the lyrics and how he writes them and manifests them, but what he's talking about isn't quality, but he's very good at articulating it. So that's, you know, still giving him 7.5 because Deontay Hitchcock just brings the heat, but what he's talking about is just, you know, it's cliche. Everybody does it, and you're doing it 4 songs in a row. It does, like Ryan said, it gets old. Oh, man, pussy again. Production, nothing to stand out. You know, it was just, I think, the beat complimenting the lyrics, something he needed to rap over to. Very enjoyable, very easy to listen to, but nothing too complex, nothing too crazy, kind of just right in the box. So I'm going to go with a 7, giving it a, did I say 7 for both?
You put 7.5 and 7.
So I'll just give it a 7.
7 flat. I didn't feel like this was anything revolutionary on either front. This is just like a fun EP. Definitely not even to me, not even comparable to Better as an album, but it's hard to compare albums to EPs anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But for what it was fun. Something small to hold you over, hopefully, for until Best comes out.
Makes you excited.
Hopefully he's working on that shit. It's feeding me, right? Because he hasn't been feeding you with a whole lot of content, just like YouTube things he was doing over the pandemic. But lyrically, I actually didn't think it was like that crazy. I just think it was having fun. And I like to hear someone who's having fun and being like pushing the limits and shit. Not being like cookie cutter, not trying too hard. Still good though, still quality. So I think I'm going to go more realistically like a 6.5 lyrically. Just because I don't think he was flexing on anybody with this. I think it was more just like, here
flexing
it is.
Flexing on his girl's pussy.
This is fun, dude. And on production wise though, same deal. I think same deal as you guys were saying, just sort of, you know, very status quo type beats, like just something for him to get the message across. Something a little cutesy, a little nice for you. Quality, but nothing that's like pushing me over the edge. Nothing mm-hmm. that's teaching me new lessons about
pushing you off the Grand
how
Canyon
beats can be
without a parachute.
Right. It ain't nothing. It ain't going to make me bust a nut so hard my legs cross.
Okay.
So on this, I'm going to just probably do production. It's just going to be a 6. Mm. I think it's going to be a 6.5 for me overall.
There you have it, kids. It's Out the Wazoo episode 145.
Good Lord, 145.
We made it. We ain't even there yet,
we did it. Now, you would have fucked Bobby, right?
I said I was going to fuck Bobby.
You were going to fuck him.
Poppy, though. Right. And it took us a long time to figure out.
And you know
when
I'm fucking Poppy? Because it's going to pop off.
July 5th, baby. But you know, but the way that boy's thick, dude.
July 5th, though? September 10th. Hey. What are you talking about? July 5th, though?
September 10th, the day before tomorrow?
Going in.
What about Swap Skin Day, dude? You don't think a ton of black people?
What day is that? What day will that be?
Fucking December 23rd.
I thought it was January 6th.
No, that was the insurrection.
Because like we can let the black people do the white people shit.
That's the thing, is like everyone gets to kind of do what they want, bro. Like,
so it should be on January 6th,
right? Right, dude. Like, imagine you're black.
Or COVID day. COVID day is March 14th. BJ and Steak Day, because that's when the pandemic happened 2 years ago. We're coming up 2 years, bro.
You heard it here, baby.
Because I'm sick with it.
All right, it's episode 145. We'll be back next week. Sorry we're a day late, but we'll be back next week with 2 more albums. Hopefully down to 2.
Ooh.
And Ghetto Gods. We'll see you, boy.